The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Our Father, that is our heart posture to you this morning. We crown you Lord of all, King of kings, Lord of all, Lord of lords. You are the King of our heart. You are the Lord of our lives. We crown you that way in the name of Jesus. This morning again, we open our hearts to you. We ask, Father, that you give breath, give light, give understanding. Let the winds bring breath to our soul. Let our hearts open up to a new expression of life in the name of Jesus. Let understanding come. Let power rest. Let authority rest, because we have come to new realizations in the name of Jesus. We ask to this morning that you will grant utterance, that your word will proceed forth in the manner it should come forth in the name of Jesus. We ask that of the grace you have given to our parents, you will take from there and water us this morning and bless us all together. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You may have your seat. Good morning. Hallelujah. Amen. Believers Convention was, the theme of that meeting was the great physician of the heavens. The great physician of the heavens. Now, when you hear the great physician, one of the first reality that must dawn on the soul is that the soul is sick. Is that what? The soul is sick. Every soul is sick. Every soul is sick. What happened when Adam fell was that man died. His spirit did what? Died. Now, if it stopped there, it would be easy. Because at that instant, God made a prophecy. The seed of the woman will bruise the head of the serpent. It was the very day Adam did that. God came and said, Adam, Adam, where are thou? And Adam said, I heard thy voice and I hid myself. It was not another day. That day, God prophesied, the seed of the woman will bruise the head of the serpent. But the serpent was more subtle. Is that not what Genesis chapter 3 said to us? That the serpent was more subtle than any other beast in the field. Was more subtle than any other beast in the field which the Lord God had made. Let me not go that beast way. Because when you say beast, beast is not referring to that snake. Beast is referring to creatures of God. It's referring to what? Creatures of God. Around the throne are how many beasts? There are four beasts. One with the face of an ox, one with the face of a man, one with the face of an eagle, and one with the face of a lion. They are around the throne. Am I right? Revelation chapter 4. And the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf, and the third beast had the face of a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. These are beasts. But the serpent was more subtle than all the beasts. So remove your mind from snake. They are referring to creatures of God. Because around the throne are creatures called beasts. So Jesus also is a beast. What is the name of his beast? A lamb. That is his own. Gospel is not as simple as just read Bible, say amen, go to heaven. Abba. When you arrive in heaven, you know that you don't know anything. And that you should have learned something. Amen. And I beheld, Revelation 5 verse 6, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, in the midst of those four beasts we read in chapter 4, and in the midst of the elders, there are 24 elders around the throne, stood a lamb. That is another beast. So Jesus also is a beast. So when God creates you and you become what he thinks in his heart, they call you beast. They call you what? Beast. So Genesis chapter 3 verse 1. So that I will not preach beast too much this morning. Amen. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God. You see that Lord is in capital. That is the creator. God the creator. El Shaddai God. The creator, the full-breasted one, is the everlasting God. He's the creator of the ends of the earth. The Lord God made. He did not only make man. He also made man. He also made beasts. Some had the privilege of being around the throne. And he gave them different faces. Some one had the face of a lion. And that one. And all those are displaying God. I get what I'm trying to say? Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Now, if the devil, because of his subtlety, he heard that prophecy and he knew God would do what God said. Are you with me? He knew God. If God said it, God will do it. Tell your neighbor, if God said it, God will do it. And that settles it. And that is not only when you want to get money. That also includes when you want to get salvation. When you are looking for life, you want to ask yourself, did God say it? Did he say that the gift of God is eternal life? Did he say he will give me eternal life? If God said it, that settles it. God will do it, that settles it. Amen. Amen. But there is a way. So the devil knew that there is always a pathway with God. He has said it, but there's always a journey. So what he did was that he stepped in to try to slow it down. He cannot prevent it. He tried to do what? Slow it down. Because in that day he was cursed. Part of what was said to him was that on thy belly you will crawl and the dust will be your food. And he understood what God was saying because they are discussing about the future of man. Are you getting me?
Yeah.
They are discussing what was the context of the discourse? Man, Adam, where are thou? It was Adam that were discussing. Then they brought serpent into the matter. Are you getting me? So man was who they were talking about. So when they said, dust shall you eat, he understood that, oh, see where God go put that matter. So I need to degrade this man from spirit to dust. He knew it immediately. He was subtle. He was wise. Are you getting me? He was cunning. He knew that God said, you can't eat this man until you successfully make him dust. So the agenda was to labor to make man dust. And Adam was able to fight back. Eve was able to fight back. But the next thing that happened was that their children, one person killed the other person. Abba. Abba. So from that instant, the devil began to lead man. It was in the leading of man that the man became diseased. When man fell, man was not diseased. Adam was not diseased. Adam fell. When you say fall, it means he lost the point of connection with God. So, on my phone and on your phone, there is SIM card. SIM card is what makes you connect network and make call. Do you understand that? So, what died was man's spirit, SIM card. So, man no longer had ability to connect God. So, man now had to live dependent on himself without getting incursion from God or instruction from God. Now, but you know, the years man had lived, he had trapped a measure of life in his soul. Now, what the devil dared to do was it lead him to exhaust the life in his soul. So the devil began to lead him around. The devil began to lead him around. As the devil led man up and down, he used up the soul, the light, the life in his soul. He had trapped something. Do you understand me? So we say that the day you stop learning, you start dying. But you know that you didn't fall down that day and die.
Yeah. Yes.
But we say the day you stop learning, you start dying. What does it imply? It simply means that if I stop learning, after a while, it will show that I'm no longer, I've stopped learning. It's not the day you try the business and failed that they show that you didn't understand the business. They are old, well, you have been doing it since. Are you getting me? But you were there, we just come, you try it, it didn't work because you were not updating yourself. No. The federal government has come up with some new policies. And because of those policies, this can no longer work. And you are shocked. You have already invested 1 million naira, 5 million naira. Only for the policy to turn again. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? But if you were updated, you know, it looks like a business opportunity, but there's already a policy on ground. That is what business people do. Aligo Dangote doesn't know everything, but it has people that they call think tank.
Are you getting me? They do thinking. He pays them to think. So they go and think and they do all of that. When he wanted to site petroleum, it's a refinery. They were thinking of siting the refinery in Ondo State. They went and made a scavenger, made movement, came back. Ondo State doesn't have a good road network and blah, 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 blah. They shall convince the man, don't site it in Ondo State. Site it in somewhere in Ibeju. Go and site it there. Do you get what I'm trying to say? So his own is to make fund available. Yeah. When you hear Aligo Dangote, nations can give him money. But these guys, they are thinking for him. He's paying them. Yeah. They are not the owners of the business. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? They think for him. Okay, so there's need for you to keep learning. Keep learning. So watch how far you can go is how much you know. It's a principle in the spirit. The moment you get lazy with your mind, you are going to deteriorate. It's a question of time. Life goes start to be hard because life is dynamic. Are you getting me? Things are shifting. Times are changing things and things are moving. So it means you keep learning. You keep learning. You keep learning. Hallelujah. Amen. So the devil understood that what man has trapped in the years man had fellowshiped with God, if he can no longer connect God and God has walked away, because he said, the day you eat of this fruit, you will die. And so the devil came and said, you will not surely die. You will not surely die means that you will die. Nobody like say God talker. It's English now. And the serpent said to the woman, you shall not surely die. That is still dead in the sentence. You go die. But nobody has got a talker. So man began to exhaust. So he still tries to war back at the devil, but there's no counsel. And remember that in the multitude of counsel, there is what? There is safety. So when you don't have counsel, it means that there is danger. So it means that some fights you will win, many you will lose, because there is no safety. The issue of no safety really is that there is danger because there is no access to counsel. So if you bring a businessman who does not have people who think for him, and a system, a pool where he fetches counsel from, he will make investment that will fail. Do you understand that? So the devil knew. Now that this connection with God has been cut off, let us lead this man. We will exhaust the life in him. By Genesis chapter 6, he has successfully led man to love him. And what did God say? God said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. He also means that somebody was flesh before. Man has joined them, the person who is flesh. They have become flesh. He also is flesh. Do you understand? The first person that became flesh was Lucifer. When they cast him out, he became flesh. So flesh is not the skin. Flesh is a life. He was the one that lived that life first. He sold that life, convinced man. Flesh, how did they generate flesh? Flesh is an output of the intercourse between man and Lucifer. What they gave birth to is called flesh. From flesh, they gave birth to the world. From the world, they gave birth to lust of eyes, lust of flesh, pride of life. Are you getting me? Now I'm describing diseases now began to appear in the soul of man. Men became diseased. Sickness came into the soul. When you have a newborn baby, is the baby sick? The baby is well. Why do we quickly run to give the baby immunization? We are trying to prevent sickness until the baby's immune system is strong enough to start fighting back sickness diseases. Do you understand me? But when the baby came out of the womb, was he sick? He was well. So where did sickness come from? So as he lives here, so sickness is here. Anything here, the moment the earth was cut off from the heavens, it began access to diseases. What makes the heaven without disease is God's presence. What did the Bible say in Genesis? Say in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. So heaven is called heaven because God is there. Because God's presence is there. If God leaves heaven today, disease will enter there. Why? How will disease enter there? Because the devil can easily go there and come back. Remember that talking about Job. They wanted to coronate Job and honor Job. And Lucifer came in. I said, Abba, Lucy, where are you coming from? And he said, from just going to and fro the earth. I also strove to make a consumer for here. So heaven, they didn't lock the gate of heaven against him. He can come. It's just that there are some counsel he cannot be part of. But he always comes to accuse the brethren. In fact, he's not even interested in being part of the discussion. He always comes with accusation. So anytime Lucy comes, Lucy, Alpha, he said, Job, and I don't say we won't do something for Job. Now, so I can't show. You don't you say you really think say Job just they serve you for nothing. Give me just one chance. May I show you as Job be. That became his job. He's now called accuser of the brethren. So it's not only Job. He only gave us example of Job to show us what he does for everybody, including you. That is why you see the way he can come and challenge you. Who told you God will answer you? How do you know God will answer you? You have prayed. Mama prayer warrior. Mama prayer warrior. You don't pray now. Oh yeah, where the answer for what you pray? He keeps saying that, why are you bothered about my prayer if God has not answered it? How it affects you? Leave my prayer with God. Leave me. They go. Hallelujah. Amen. But he will not leave you because he knows that when he accuses you, your faith can shake. That is why we hear and hear and hear to strengthen our faith, to stabilize our faith. We read scriptures to stabilize our faith. We go away with the consciousness that God can do it. God has done it. To pray and finish praying and give thanks is a product of maturity. Many people in church pray. They don't give thanks. Even when pastors say, oh yeah, thank God that God has done it. Thank God. They do it as a religious thing. They don't do it with a sense that God has heard my voice and God has answered my voice. Hallelujah. Are you following me to this point? Now, Lucifer led man. And as long as it has no connection. Well, when I say connection with the heaven, what is the connection of the earth and the heaven? The human spirit. The human what? Spirit is the connection between earth and heaven. As long as that was no longer there, because earth has been given to the sons of men. Am I right? He has put earth in the custody of men. Now, if you want to run this place without God's presence, somebody else will govern you. So anywhere Lucifer is Lord, there is disease. There is what? Flip the coin. Wherever the spirit of God is Lord, he said there is what? Liberty. So anywhere Lucifer is Lord, there is bondage. Did you get it? Just flip it. Anywhere Lucifer is Lord, there is bondage. So as long as the human spirit does no longer have access to the throne of God, there's going to be disease. There's going to be bondage. There's going to be trouble. There's going to be chaos. So that is how we gained disease. So when you say the great physician from the heaven, physician can only come from the heaven. It can't come from among us. Because every man born of a woman is already in disease. Like a baby that is born. The strongest day a baby lives on earth is the first day the boy gave birth. That moment he came out is his most holy day. Is his most sanctified day. From the next day, baby begins to age. Are you aware that when they say, how old are you now? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to... And they say, how old are you now? They're only telling you how close you are to the grave. Yeah. Are you aware? That they are reminding you when they say you are now 20. They are telling you, you have spent 20 oh, out of the remaining one. Where we don't even know as if long reach. Oh, you go soon go grave. Oh, you are now 20. Oh, 20 don't go. Oh, I say you are ready to meet your maker. That is the meaning of happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. It doesn't look like it, but that is what they are telling you. Why? Because when you say you are old, you are aging to die. You are what? Aging to die. To pass away. Somebody did it like that. Are you aware that we didn't know how old Adam was until that death occurred? That 947 years was from the day he ate the fruit. There are many things in scripture, sir. That is from the day he ate the fruit. The water began to dry out. It took 900 years, but the water last dry. May God help us. Now, you can take charge of your own heavens. God's provision is to make you. You can't take charge of everybody's heaven, but you can take charge of your own heaven. And that is why God gave Jesus. So Jesus is to reconnect every man back to the throne. So you can't blame Adam again. If Adam no fall, Nigeria for no be like this. If Nigeria be like this, your own life no supposed to be one kind. Because people are living in Nigeria and they're not feeling it. Habba. You don't think I'm... Are you with me, somebody? So when you say the gospel of Christ was given to introduce a way. Because what the devil did before was to show us a way. Are you with me? Was to show us what? A way. The way was how he filled our soul with diseases. If they want to remove disease from our soul, they will lead us another way. Are you getting me? So it says, all we like sheep have gone astray. each of us away from the shepherd's pen. Okay? So, when you say we have gone astray, it means somebody has led us. Jesus looked at them that day and he didn't, people were thinking maybe they are hungry. No, he saw them as a sheep without shepherd. These people need help. Help that man needs, number one, is direction. If you don't help me by pointing me back to the throne, there's no other help you give me that is help.
I don't know if you are with me.
So the gospel of Christ is restoration of way. So when Jesus Christ said, I am the way, he's referring to Christ. So when you read 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 31, and Paul said, I will show you a more excellent way. The people Paul was talking to already were in a way. But Paul was referring to a more excellent way. Can you see that? But covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto thee a more excellent way. Before they will show you a more excellent way, it means that you are in a way. So way is called Christ. A more excellent way is called the Father. Way is called what? Christ. A more excellent way is called what? The Father. So a more excellent way is necessary to bring you into the land of the Father. The world of the Father is called the land or the world of health. It's called the world of what? Health. The world of the Father is called what? The way that leads to the world of the Father is called a more excellent way. The world of recovery and healing is called the way. It's called what? And that is Christ. So Christ is for our healing. Are you getting me, brethren? He is our healer. He is our restorer. Christ is our healer. Amen. So he heals us. Now that is first of all to cleanse the soul of certain infirmities. There are obvious infirmities and diseases in the soul that you don't know. You don't know how diseased a soul is until you see how you can jealous your neighbor. Eh? All your neighbor bought was lady's machine. And you are now jealous. And that one, because he now has lady's bike, is now behaving as if he has bought a aeroplane. The way we kick it home. And we cruise. You are wondering, where did this man buy himself? Nobody, this bike. That thing is like, small children. It's like small children. Where you bring small children and they are dragging biro and pencil. My biro, can you see me the pencil my mom bought for me? My own pencil has eraser on the top. Eraser, it can clean. My own can clean something. Your own doesn't have eraser. My pencil is better than your own. Two of you are not serious. You know that when we are dragging, whose story building is taller than the other one? Have you ever thought of ant hill? The ant that built the ant hill, how is it looking at the structure? Skyscraper. Skyscraper. You know when the ant build ant hill? They call it a hill. But the hill, you top past the hill. You feel use your leg, they crush the hill. But they call it ant hill. If you have ever dug an ant hill, you know that they go and dig inside the ground. That is where they get the sand from. So they very when as you see that hill as high, that is how deep it is. When they say go to the ant and learn, part of what they learn, science learns from ant, is how you build this hill. So it's part of how they learn foundation. That if this building will be installed, the foundation has to get a depth. It can shock you that the foundation of this building is as deep as the first floor. The whole length of it can be in the ground. He said, go to the ant and learn. We will now learn from ant and we come and shine for one another. Now that is tell you how much disease a soul carries. How much disease a soul carries. That you, a man, will want to, you are the gate man, or you are the secretary of your oga, and you want to build a big house to show your oga that he's not the only Abba. Because you have borrowed the money you don't have to build a house you don't need. You didn't bother to ask your oga, why you build small house? You will now come to realize what oga knows by the time your children have left home. Now you say, oga actually know that this house where I build now for me and my wife, more will be the one who will sweep and mop and will be fine, quietly. You don't build story building, build on that, build a bottom, join everything. You confuse yourself. You now say, I want to sell this house. This house, I know of a man who the house, one house, has like 25. The person said you can cut 25 flats from that house. Massive mansion. Now he wants to sell it. Nobody wants to buy it. Nobody won't buy it from your hand. massive. But when in the day they were building it, it was telling the person telling, talking to me. He said that in the time we were building it, we were doing who get money pass. He said, now we said, see that man there, and that man, we were doing who get money pass for this town. Now make me build this thing. So a man's soul is diseased. He will look for what he doesn't need. Are you getting me? Yeah, because it's disease. It's disease. Now, you need to be guided into a way if they will heal your soul from disease. Because you cannot heal yourself. Naaman came to Israel for healing. And by then they showed him how he would be healed. He was angry. You know, he's a pagan man. He's a Gentile. There's a way they do in their place. Say some incantation. And then he said, the man didn't even, he said, go and wash in Jordan. Haba. The guy vexed. The girl say, oh God, if they say, well, you do something else, you know, go do one. Just go bath 7 times now. So you know that the way they will use to cure a man is not the way the man thinks. It doesn't look like it. You are trusting Jesus that take away, for instance, Lord Jesus, help me to be patient. Help me to be patient. It's a prayer I'm praying. Then God wants to answer the prayer. He just your pastor just called and say, Sister Labaja, sister, I want you to be the ones taking care of the children for us in this church. You know, it doesn't look like they have answered your prayer. But if you take care of the children, you will be patient. Do you understand me?
Yes, sir.
Your pastor was not there when you prayed. He just said, I want you to join the children teachers. You know, you can get there and be looking at them. There isn't one hand to be directing the children. No, when you get there, you should throw yourself into the children and be their teacher. So become a child. Is there something he wants to teach you, which is a healing for your soul because you prayed? Do you understand me? Now, these things we must know that the way God heals us is not the way we know. And it's not the way we will naturally appreciate.
Yes,
but the healer knows that you are sick. And he knows that your own medicine will be arranged for your soul. It must be tailor-made. Another person, teaching children will not heal the person. What we heal the person is to assign the person to toilet. When you even say sanitation, you know, sweeping floor, no, toilet. Stand by the toilet. Anybody that comes out, mop it. And then you do it until you do it joyfully. Joyfully. We went for a convention now. A convention where you had 7,000 people. 7,000 people. And you have no toilet dirty. Every time you walk into the toilet is sparkling clean. As somebody's walking out, somebody's coming in. Somebody's walking out. Sometimes you stand and queue. So how are the people cleaning? It means that they are cleaning with joy. So there's a way that they want to heal us. And the pathway, the medication, no day your hand, you can't compound it. Do you understand me? You cannot do what? Amen. So when you come into the world of the Father, you have come to health. But you will stay in health for a long time before you come to salvation. The end of health is salvation. The end of health is what?
Salvation.
You will stay in health. Then you become saved. What is health? Health is that state where you are able to sustain wellness and nothing is able to truncate your well-being. Is that state where you are able to sustain wellness and nothing is able to truncate your well-being. Now, when I say nothing, what is nothing? Nothing is death. Sustain wellness. What has not made you well? Sin. So you will come to a place where you are no longer struggling with sin, number one. Then second assignment is that you are able to discern death from a distance and put structures in place. And put structures in place that can make it not come close. So 1,000 will fall by my left, 10,000 will fall by my right, is actually a state of health. It will not come nigh me. That thing that is not coming nigh me is my immune system pushing it back. My immune system pushing it back. Do you know that sometimes you are sick because your immune system is weak? Are you aware? Also in the spirit, many things perch on you. Now you go waka past, lust go follow you. Now you go waka past lying there with you. Now you go waka past anger there with you. You are sick, bro. You are sick.
Sick.
You are sick.
Yes, sir.
The first assignment is to work on the soul and heal the soul. But when they heal the soul, The soul, we can't just, they have healed me. They have, no. You will live in health as a sign that they have healed you. Do you understand that? So when you get to that scripture that says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. I think that should be Exodus 15, 26. Amen. And said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and give ear to his commandment, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. We will do a bit study on this scripture. Are you with me, everybody? Let's not rush away. Because there are many things here. It's an Old Testament scripture, but it has many things. And if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. So it means that you are going to hear. And you will not hear casually. You are going to hear diligently. And means that if you are going to hear diligently, number one, you are going to understand and accept that it's not everything I'm saying now that you have heard. That is the attitude of a hearer. So he said, be quick to hear, be slow to speak. You don't want to quickly say, I've learned. You want to hear it again and again. So faith then comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. That is the place where you bring in your diligence. Your diligence is not that you are not sleeping when we are preaching. Your diligence is that you take that thing and hear it and hear it and hear it and hear it until you begin to fetch out instructions. Until you begin to fetch out instructions. Things I should not do. Until you begin to fetch out prayer burdens. Things I should pray about. Until you begin to fetch out things I should begin to watch out for. You have not really heard it. So there's an attitude of a hearer. There's a way to hear and it will leave impact in the soul. I often give example. We all attend class. Are you aware that it's not because somebody's brain is very something that made the person pass more? As much as it is how the person heard. That is the way you hear and interpret questions that make you write and pass. Yeah. Frankly speaking, if you can go through Nigerian secondary school and come to university, you should do well. Yeah. If you went through successfully, you should do well. If you didn't come to university through malpractice, you should do well. Because to pass Nigerian curriculum, WAEC and NECO and JAMB, is not easy. Yeah. I can tell you for a fact, I'm a teacher. To pass Nigerian WAEC, NECO and JAMB, is not easy. If you do it yourself, you will do well in the university. But the problem is when you didn't do it yourself, you will get to university, you will be crying. You will cry, I tell you, you will cry. You will cry. The thing will bless you and punish you. What you are fine, come here, you will cry. So better sit down and do it yourself. And when you get it, move on. If you don't get them, they do them. I tell you, because if you don't do it, when you enter university, you will cry. Some days you'll be like, let I pack my bag, my go house. Hallelujah. So once you can get to the university, it means you can do well. Academically, you can do well. If you didn't do well, there are several factors. The way you heard, which is a function of your diligence. The way you listened, the way you understood, and the way you wrote. The way you did what? Listened, the way you understood, and the way you wrote. They are the factors now going to militate against your excellence. The way you heard, the way you understood, and the way you wrote. So why do you attend tutorial? Because you are not even sure that you heard well.
Yes, sir.
Am I right?
Yes.
And when you attend tutorial, look as if you are not wise. You're always attending. Please, sir. You are talking to your colleague. You are calling him, sir. Please, sir, help me now. Help me now. Help me just explain this place for me. Just, you will not explain it. But there's another person, particularly we guys, we easily believe that we know it. Like you already know what he's saying. And it doesn't concern you again. Then temptation will come. You will fall on your flat, on your back, yakata. Because you did not really learn it. You know, temptation is your exam. You just left church now. When they are saying that God should help us, so we pray finish. You just go downstairs now. You don't cost driver. Downstairs now. You don't cost driver. Your brother says, but you just they come from church. You know, that are no concern you. Bro, you know, learn. You know, learn. The thing is that learning, no. The thing is that learning. Soul is healed through learning and understanding. Are you getting me? That is how they heal soul. They don't heal soul because you attended a long service. No. If you didn't learn from the service and understood, you can't use it. So he says, you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. So if I am hearing, I will hear diligently. and will do that which is right in his sight. So I will hear, I will do. Okay? Now, and will give ear to his commandments. So when I'm hearing, I am listening to his, waiting for his commandments. Are you with me? If I am not fetching instruction from what the Lord is saying, I have not heard the Lord. You know, I started this morning by saying that to grow spiritually is not difficult. But there's a way to everything. There's a way it happens. And if you don't pay attention to the way, it will appear like church. What would they do for church? What would they do for church? Church will make you grow and gain spiritual authority. But there's a pathway. There's a pathway. So you will give ear to his commandments. No day God will come and say, I want to give you commandment. No, he will come and will teach you. He will come and do what? Teach you. It is you hearing his teaching. You will hear. He said, once hast thou spoken, twice have I heard. So there's going to be a secondary hearing. That is where instructions and commandments come from. Instructions will not come out. That is where you see that, oh, I didn't treat that lady well. Oh, I didn't treat that neighbor well. Oh, I shouldn't have said that to my colleague. Oh, I shouldn't have, God help me. Then you have prayer burdens. Because you heard second commandment. You heard the second time. Are you getting me? Go back there. And keep all his statutes. Statutes are standard. Because when the Lord teaches you righteousness, he raises standards. Righteousness are what? Standards of the Lord that come to us by knowledge of the Lord. Now, when I'm getting to know Pastor Bolabo, gradually one of the things, if I am sincere about knowing him, is I will get to know what are his standards. And I will care enough to keep his standards. Why do I care to keep his standard? I want him close to me. Do you understand that? He has standards. The Lord has high standards. He said, as far as the heavens are far from the earth, so are my ways from your ways. And my thoughts from your thoughts. The thoughts of God are high. God no be our mate. That's the way we call Jesus Christ now, my brother. Holy Ghost now, my mama. Bele. Do. God is high. His thoughts are high. And so we hear and labor to keep his standards. But hear what he says. He said, come unto me and I will do what? He said, draw nigh to me and I will draw nigh to you. Do you think he draws near to you by the same measurement you come to him? I will explain to you. If you are moving towards God and you move 5 steps, God has moved 25 steps.
Yes, sir.
From where he is. Just that you move 5 steps, showing interest of to God. Did you hear the parable of that prodigal son? He said, I will go back to my father. And I will tell him, Father, I've sinned against heaven and against the earth. I'm not worthy to be called your servant, your son. Take me as one of your hired servants. Then he began to come. He said, while he was a way off, his father sighted him. Because the eyes of the father is always after us, looking for us. His father sighted him while he was way off. And the father began to run. The boy was walking, but his father was running. Show me the place. And he arose and came to his father. But while he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and did what? And fell on his neck and kissed him. His father ran. The boy was walking home, but the father ran. So it tells you how eager God is to close the gap between us. That when you just take little steps, God draws nigh. Just little step, God draws nigh. It's not equal, though. We say, draw near unto me, and I will draw near unto you, Abba. You think it's that when I take one step, God will take one step. When I take two steps, Abba. He covers the gap seriously. By just your one step, your two steps, he covers the gap. And that is why we should not take the love of God for granted. We should not take the love of God for granted. Oh, you just saw that, God, the heaven is showering love on you. You don't take it for granted. Abba. Go back to the scripture we are discussing. The Lord will bless our heart with light. Keep his standards. We labor to keep his standards. Why? What are we doing? Because we understand he's drawing near. He knows my struggles. He knows my pain. He knows my infirmities. He knows he was tempted without at all point, yet without sin. He knows what it feels like being a man. That is why he's worthy to be our high priest.
Hallelujah.
I don't know if you are with me this morning. He knows how you are struggling not to tell a lie in that situation. So he strengthens you. Even when you eventually lie small, you don't lie and finish, but you lie small. He will still console you. You repent, he will forgive you. He will forgive you. He will encourage you not to lie next time. Because he has been in situations that are dicey. And he knows your infirmity. You know that for another person, if a person doesn't, is not tempted to lie. There are some people who don't lie. By their frame, they don't lie. Why should I lie? Let me do it. And they have been like that from childhood. If they do it, they own up. They have been like that. And that person, hey, once you say, who has done this? I'm cutting the person's neck today. You quickly frame one thing. It was when you have told a lie. And you know that lying is by use. When you use it very well, you become very skillful. Some people, when they lie, their nose will twitch. After a while, their nose no longer twitches. They have mastered the art. They just kill. They just smooth it. But Jesus knows. You see that guy that has used his soul to exercise lying. When Jesus wants to save that soul, it's not like when they want. You don't have issue with lying. So it's not your temptation. There's another person that it is, if I can just stop lying. Hey, God. Reverend Kairo Egoke said something during convention. He said when he got home, back from school, and he was born again. His brother said, I don't believe you are born again. You, born again. I lie. He said, okay, there's one thing I would know. I know, there's something. He said, before he can lie for the whole world. And once he has put the lumber together and just summon you the lumber, he will not tell you what was there. He said, I swear to God. What lie? Because they were in Hausa land. I swear to God. Oh Lord, well, if God hears, I talk him. I know Dwan. So his brother just came and said, called him from the blues. Who did that thing? He said, I'm not the one. I said, you are not you. Prove that I'm not the one. He said, no, sincerely, I'm not the one. The brother said, you are born again. Say, you know, if God hear, you know, thought, walai. Ah, he said, you are born again. Because that is his trademark. Well, after I don't arrange the lumber, he go just put God on top of him. He go quickly pull his shoe. Pull and say, I stand on the floor. God see me. Now lie. So, for that person, just new birth took that thing away. He got born again, God filled with the Holy Ghost, and that thing just left. Another person's own doesn't live like that. He just still is in church, but he will still lie a little. They hear a little, they're a little. Are you getting me? And Jesus knows that disease. Jesus knows it. He doesn't want you to stay there. And when you cry to him, he brings help. You see that guy, have you seen that when people struggle with some things, they can even be of so much help to people in that area?
Yes, sir.
Have you ever wondered how that happens? Because when you have struggled with a thing and you have trusted God and finally God has come true for you, you have not only been set free, you are also equipped with wisdom. So you see that the person has wisdom on how to help people from that place. Do you understand me? Exactly. Now, Jesus knows the infirmities, but we must keep his standards. Truth must be always higher than us, or else truth will not heal us. The moment we commonize truth as if truth is our paddy, they don't turn around for church. We don't come as I beg. Now, house today now. Leave church, matter for church. No. The moment you play those double standards, you will never be well. You will never be free from it. Truth must be raised whether we are in the bedroom or we are in the sitting room or we are on the streets. Truth must be higher. Once you make truth higher than us, oh, we are friends together. Truth must be higher than two of us. That is the way that in our friendship, we do not accommodate corruption. Husband and wife, truth must be higher than our union. If we don't raise truth high, then there are unrighteousnesses and corruption that we thrive here. To be healed, the physician is competent.
Hallelujah.
The physician is what?
Competent.
But we must exalt the standards of the Lord. We must uphold the standards of the Lord. If we don't uphold the standards of the Lord, there's nothing. It's like giving you a medication, and then you take one in the morning, then you say, I'm already feeling fine now. Then they beg you, you take one the next day again. The person they beg you say, don't tire. They leave you, no take them again. You know you're not well. You're not going to be well. When the sickness returns, it will look as if they beat you left and right. Your eyes will be red. Are you getting me? Because malaria will slap your face. Twa. Amen. Some people never finish their malaria drug. They go take and one tablet must always remain. I said, how you take malaria drug the way to get extra tablets? Malaria, okay, I have one tablet here. Let me give you. How did you remain one tablet? You don't finish them. And there's a problem when you don't finish it. You had one tablet extra. After you finish the treatment? No, the treatment is to finish the tablet. Yes, so when God makes prescription, he makes his prescription as truth pills. What do I call it? Truth pills. So you must swallow all the truth pills. All. You must swallow all. That is what it means to exalt the standards of the Lord. Jesus, you are this. This is what you say. Though I am here, help me to come here. If you are not looking up, you can't go up, sir. What did I say? I will put none of the diseases. So that is the point where diseases are taken from you. And what does it mean? Say, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Help me check this in. When you say healeth, healeth is Rapha. I am the Lord that Rapha thee. Okay? And the first definition there is to heal and to make health full. I'm interested in that health full. To make what? Full of health. So he has a role to heal you. Then the next thing is to make you full of health. So you see the process that heals you. Now go with me to Jeremiah 30 verse 17. I will restore health unto thee. So health is something they restore. You don't have it. Are you with me? I will restore health unto thee. I will heal thee of thy wounds. So somebody has inflicted wounds on us. I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Because they called thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion of whom no man seeketh after. So I will heal thee. Quickly go to Isaiah 58 verse 8. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning. There's a place you journey to. Then your light will break forth. And thine health shall spring forth what? Speedily. When your light breaks forth as the morning, that is the point where your health springs forth speedily. I want you to see it. When your light breaks forth as the morning, that is the point where your health springs forth speedily. Now, at what point does your light break forth as the morning? What did they say righteousness is? Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost is the kingdom of God. Am I right? Now, the end of Christ is peace with God. Now, the journey is actually righteousness. So when you obey Christ's doctrine to the end of Christ, that is when your light breaks forth as the morning. Christ is night of God, or wilderness, or holy place. In the holy place, you use candlelight. Because it is dark. In the most holy place, you use what? Shekinah glory. It is an effulgent light. Nobody they light the light to the holy place. Oh. Now once God lit them, as they just put the blood on that place, on the mercy seat, Shekinah glory lit on that place and was like that. Aaron will come and meet it. Aaron will go away. Aaron will come back and meet it. Fear the God of Israel. So when you enter that place, you will know what they call the Lord is a son. No be son, neither born endlessly. Because the one in the holy place, they support it with oil. He said everyone already should go and look for oil. If you have read the book of Numbers, okay, they should all go and contribute and bring oil from their families so that they can keep the light in that place burning. They sustain it with their strength. The one in the most holy place, it is God that leads. You don't sustain it with your strength. Are you getting me? So if you are sustaining the light here with your strength, it's because here is dark. You will journey to the end of the holy place and cross the veil. Then light will break forth as the morning. Do you think you understand what I said now? That is the point where your health will break forth speedily. What I said, is it clear to us?
Yes, sir.
Amen. I'm saying that because we must know that to come to health, there's a journey. What you read in Deuteronomy, Exodus 26, is the journey that leads to health. And there are clear markers. That I'm born again doesn't mean I'm healthy. They have just enrolled me so that I will be healthy. Are you getting me? The real issue we have when we get born again, and somebody says once saved, always saved, is that the person has never read and understood 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. And the very God of peace sanctify you completely, holy. Is that what it means to be holy? Completely. And I pray your whole spirit and your whole soul and your whole body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Not your spirit and your soul. Not your soul and your body. There are three components here. Did you see that? There are how many components here? And he called them your whole spirit and your whole soul. In English language, this word here is complementing all of the items. Do you understand me? So it is your whole spirit, your whole soul, and your whole body. And it is to be sanctified blameless because it has chambers that should be clean. Do you understand that? So it is because somebody has not read here, understood it, and applied it to himself. That is why you say you are once saved and you are always saved. But you that is preaching once saved and you are always saved, when you got born again, you were still lying. So what part of you was lying? Is it that same part that is seated in heavenly places above principalities and part that was lying? I don't know if you get what I'm trying to say. What part of you was angry with the bus driver? But you already saved. Are you getting me?
Yes, sir.
Jesus said to them at a point, scripture said, be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon thy anger. But at another place, he said you should put away all malice, all anger. So there's a place where you are permitted to be angry. There's another place where you put away all anger. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon thy wrath. That is Ephesians. Ephesians 4:26. Then tell me, show me other place. The same chapter 4. Let all bitterness, all wrath, and all anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you. In the beginning of chapter 4, Ephesians, verse 26, it says, be angry. So it's clear that the people is telling this place, we're at a place. At another place, he said they should not be angry at all. Are you reading Bible with me?
Yeah, yeah.
So there's a place where you can be angry.
Yeah.
And Jesus permits you to be angry. There's another place where Jesus said, at this point, you should not be angry.
Yeah.
Be angry and sin not. Only that when you are angry, don't sin. No. Let not the sun go down on thy anger. It means you are still allowed a lag, a time lag. Sun means a time lag. Am I right? Don't let you, if you're angry in the morning before night, forgive the person. Now go to verse 31. He said, let all bitterness, all wrath, all anger, anger was listed in that place, and all clamor and all evil speaking be put away from you. Be what? It means that you should not have them at all. So something happened to this person between 26 and 31. So let's read from 26 to 31. Scripture. Okay, verse 27. Neither give place to the devil. So you begin to learn not to give place to the devil. So there was a place where you gave a portion to the devil. It's your life. Are you getting me? When you are angry and you allow anger, you allow the place. You gave the devil a foothold.
Yes, sir.
A footstool. Just devil, stay here. Stay here for between now and 12 o'clock. Stay here. No pass here, but stay here. I want me the devil stay here first. Because Christianity is not stupidity. Me devil stay here first. That is what your anger is saying. And God said, no vex, no problem. But in very next verse, he says, give no place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more. So beginning of give no place to the devil, other instructions begin to come. Why is this instruction coming? Because now you have exhausted where you are angry. But from here going forward, take away every foothold of the devil. Another way to say it is obey instructions until you are purged thoroughly. So perfect your healing. Be healed and be without disease. That is what I tell you. Because every foothold of the devil represents sickness. Are you with me, brother? Yes, every foothold of the devil represents disease. So he says, let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor. So it's now instructing you how to go, walking with his hand. So you see now, it's not just giving you an instruction, it's instructing you how to live such that you are not tempted to steal anymore. Let him that stole steal no more. Rather, let him walk with his hands the thing which is good that he may have to give to him that needeth. Verse 29. Let no corrupt communication. Jesus, it's not only just walking now. What you also say. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying. So it tells you what should come from your mouth. Are you getting me? These instructions, you are not there. They are instructing you. Why are they instructing you? It's to heal you. So if you don't obey them, you will not be healed. That's the point I'm making. You have the capacity to be angry, sir.
Yes, sir.
They now say, don't be angry. You have the capacity to be lazy. They say, walk with your hands. You have the capacity to backbite. They say things that are honorable. Say things that are edifying with your mouth. You have the capacity to yab. They say things that are honorable with your mouth. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Now, why are they doing all of that? They want to heal you. So it means that I am healed when I obey. So the medication is where? In obeying. As I obey, I am being restored. I am being restored. We must know how it works. It's part of what is called understanding. Knowing how it works is part of what is called what? Understanding. If I refuse to obey, it's like a medication has been given to me and I refuse to take it. So I can be in church and be praying, Lord, take away laziness. Lord, take away laziness. Lord, take away laziness. Then I say, Elder Bio has a factory. This is your holiday. Go and work in the factory. Do you know that part of laziness is how much you go pay? You appear like you are monetizing that work. You are not really monetizing it. You are lazy. If thing go pay, no day enough, you no go work. You are lazy. How you know a man that is not lazy is that he doesn't work based on whether there's money or no money. His energy is available. If do you know that if you don't use your strength, you go still sleep for night? They say, shock you, Abby. If you don't use your strength, you go still sleep for night. If night comes, you'll still be tired and you go still sleep. Even if from morning to night, you don't do anything. When this my mommy goes to work, she walks, walk, come back up. She's tired. She wants to sleep. You day house, you day watch phone. You press phone. At night, you go still sleep. Like she goes sleep. But you know the difference? The sleep of a man who has labored, the Bible says is sweet. You know why you have nightmare? You don't work enough. You know how we don't work enough? You go there dream when it don't make sense. Then go there pursue around. You know green run for day now. I know go run for night. Are you with me, somebody? The sleep of a laboring man is sweet. Scripture is complete. Ecclesiastes 5 verse 12. The sleep of a laboring man. So when you fall on the bed, you sleep and it will be deep. Your sleep is not deep. You are not working enough. Oh, Shishani. You didn't work enough. So the key is that you must obey. If I am not obeying, I will not be healed. Oh, great physician from the heaven is here. Great physician from the heaven is here. It doesn't just, it's not just here like that. If we hear, if he's here, he will give you instruction. Do this, do that. Don't do this, don't do that. Stop going there, stop doing this. Obey that person, obey follow that person. Don't come in that place. Are you getting me? That is how he heals us. That's how he heals us. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is to the use of what? Edify. That is Philippians. Whatever so things are true. Philippians 4. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true. So it's giving you a calibration of what to think and talk. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good of good report. If there be any virtue, if that does that thing have a virtue inside it? Is there something that's going to communicate? He said, and if there be any praise, think on these things. You say the things you think, sir. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth does what? Speaks. So you speak the things that your heart is full of thinking. Amen. So go back there. So you see now that if instructions are given, then and I obey them, healing has started. Go to verse 30. Healing has started. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. This is the Obonge instruction. If you can make it a point of duty from wake up till you sleep not to grieve the Holy Ghost, bro, all of us will be healed in a short time.
Yes, sir.
Do you know what my business is this morning? To show us that Christ can be perfected. We can finish Christ, sir.
Then, sir.
And enter into the world of health.
Yes, sir.
That is what I'm trying to do this morning. And there's a pathway to it. If we can consistently wake up in the morning, one prayer, Holy Ghost, help me today not to grieve you. Help me today not to offend you. Help me today to obey everything you say to me. Help me to be so sensitive to the minutest detail about you and me. Grieve not the Holy Spirit, whereby you are sealed to the day of redemption. So as long as this person keeps grieving the Holy Spirit, he will not come to the day of redemption. It's a day, sir. Redemption is a day. And that day, you didn't come into that day, the day you were born again. Because now you have Holy Ghost and you are not in the day of redemption. Are you with me, somebody? You have Holy Ghost, you have been in church, you have been following the gospel, and you are not in the day. You have not entered the day of redemption. So what I was describing to you earlier on was the day of redemption. When they open that curtain to you, and the Son of Righteousness begins to beam forth, that is the announcement of a day. Do you understand me? That is what? The announcement of a day. The day is called the day of redemption. You can't arrive at the day of redemption, meaning that they cannot open the veil to you if you have not obeyed the Holy Ghost until the Holy Ghost bear witness to the Father, to God, that this man does not disobey me, does not hurt me at all. Does not hurt me at all. It's Holy Ghost, though. Yeah. Sir, it's Holy Ghost that will tell the Father that you are ripe for the next allocation. But what do you think Holy Ghost is here for? Holy Ghost, now my mama, why you are not going to make younger? No, we all sing songs for church. Go make younger, Abba. It's Holy Ghost that you are pleasing, sir. If you offend Holy Ghost, they will not open door to you. Can we get to the place where we wake up in the morning and we sleep at night and we check and Holy Ghost bear witness to our spirit that we have not offended him? May we come there? Is that what I'm saying now? If they are not common things they say in church, you know now. Who cares about the Holy Ghost? You just over telling me, go forgive you. Tell the Holy Ghost, just repent. You know how my daddy explains repentance and sin and repentance? Remember, sweet. It's very simple. He said, every time you commit sin, your battery cell dies. Imagine your battery cell is 100%. Why do you always charge it up? Because it depreciates, right?
Yeah.
It just goes down. He said, that is exactly what sin does to your soul. So every time you commit sin, a cell dies. Something dies in you. You commit sin again, something dies in you. Yeah, you repent. You die. You repent. But you are weakening your battery cell. You are weakening because you're not supposed to use your battery to flat. Am I right? You're not supposed to make your battery die. You should get a place to boost it. It should be going down, you boost it. If your battery dies and doesn't pain you, you're a bad guy. Yo. They use your phone just flat like that. When it's going down, you should be angry. I beg anybody get power bank for here. I beg. I don't mind the phone die. It's not because of the call that you will miss. It's that you know that when it goes below a point, it's not good healthy for the battery. So for some people, the phone is 15%. For some people, it's 10%. They will warn you. The company put their warning there, then go alert you. Your phone is 10%. Why? You are already at a threshold where below here is not good for your battery. So also, the Holy Ghost is there with us to tell you that you shouldn't go below here. You shouldn't go below here. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Now, verse 31. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger. And so you see the discussion that led to all. All that is part of you grieving the Holy Ghost. So if I am in compliance with the Holy Ghost, instruction will get to a place where they now tell you, henceforth, I no longer permit you to be angry. They can't give you that instruction when you are a new believer. Who is giving instruction? It's the Holy Ghost. Yeah. At a point, he's not telling you, don't be angry. He's, I allow you to be angry. He will only chide you because you did not forgive your sister. Abba, you have been angry since morning. Forgive him now. Forgive him. After a while, you start seeing that the Holy Ghost is troubling your heart. May we get to the place where we are so sensitive to know when the Holy Ghost is prodding us. Because it's bad where Holy Ghost is talking to you and say something, tell me. I was just feeling somehow. No, it was the Holy Ghost is a person that is talking to you. It's part of what cleanses you.
Yes, sir.
Part of what cleanses you. You should not be angry. You should not be angry. Forgive your sister. Of course, your guard didn't do well. Forgive him. Wait till you go do. Forgive him. He's the one saying that. After a while, he will lead you to a place. Henceforth, you are no longer permitted to be angry. It's an instruction. He will come to you like that. Going forward, I don't want to hear that you are angry. I don't have to be discussing with you about forgiveness. Anybody offend you, forgive the person. Don't keep a space for hurt. It's the Holy Ghost. But you see, when you are not obeying Holy Ghost, he won't come and give you these instructions. He won't bring instruction of verse 31 to you. Are you getting me? What is he doing? He's healing you. He's healing us. Go to verse 32. Hallelujah. And be kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as Christ, as God, for Christ's sake, for has forgiven you. So you see instructions. They will start coming out. Be kind. Be kind. Be tender hearted. Be forgiving. So instructions begin to come. Now all of that is healing you. It's what, brother? And that is the sense with which we should obey commandments. I should know that if I'm not obeying, I am not allowing healing to take place.
Yes, sir.
Everybody should know it. So it's not something I'm doing because of pastor. I'm doing it, Abba. This morning I brought my soul to God. I don't know about you. Sure, you didn't leave your own at home. Abby? I brought my soul to church and said, Jesus, wash my heart. Heal me. And I will be healed. Amen. Cleanse me and I will be free. I will be whole.
Amen.
Amen. Are you with me, somebody?
Yes, sir.
So Christ becomes life to our soul when our soul journeys through doctrine to understanding. That is when Christ becomes life. I must obey doctrine. Of course, you know when I say doctrine, I'm talking about the dogma of a church. Do's and don'ts of a church. That's what I'm talking about. Doctrine is the detailed explanation of the life of the persons of God. Are you getting me? Christ is a person of God. The Father is a person of God. Are you getting me? The detailed instructions, like I'm reading now, those are doctrines of Christ. Those are doctrines of Christ. They're not doctrines of any church. They are doctrines of Christ. I must obey them. Then I will find life. Are you with me, somebody? I must obey them. I must do them. I'm not playing with them. I kneel down, I pray. How many times do people wake up at night and say, Jesus, help me to be meek? It's not in our prayer point. It's easy for church folks to wake up and then we are binding the devil in the middle of the night. Every devil in this neighborhood that does not want me to prosper, you are not still understanding it. That there is a place you enter and your discussion is not devils that prevent. No. There's a place. There's a line. When you start praying for meekness, those devils are afraid of meekness.
Yes,
the way you become meek, which no go hold you, you disappear from their radar.
Yes,
Abba, when you become lowly, you disappear from their radar.
Yes,
that's the truth.
Yes,
are you understanding me, somebody? That is how we should journey. The Lord wants us to come to a place where we uphold truth.
Hallelujah.
The standards of the Lord. And we are always weighing ourselves against that standard.
Yes,
and when you are going back to bed, you are going home, you are going around the day. I felt that man who begged, asked me for money, I should have given him. I should have given him. You have left the place, but you are feeling bad because you felt the Holy Ghost prodded you. It's that begging is not the regular. Are you getting me? You should have given him money. I should have given that guy that 500 naira. And I have it too. And I have it. So you see, it's not a hard fast rule. I don't give beggars money. No. It's not a hard fast rule. Sometimes the Lord will have you give them.
Yes, sir.
And you must hear the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And when you don't do, the Holy Ghost will challenge you. We prod you. You didn't give. You should have given him. You should have. Then he will make another provision again.
Yes.
He will rearrange it again. I don't know if you can what I'm trying to say. Yes, and we are going to learn it until we gain mastery. We will learn it until we have mastery of it. Yes, that is the Holy Ghost that they are using for us to keep instructing you, keep telling you, keep training you. We have all heard gospel this morning. As you go away, Holy Ghost start interpreting it. It will break it down. And that thing, that's not okay. That's not okay. The way you greeted that sister was not okay. Was not okay. Call her. And when you are calling, sister, I'm very sorry. You were greeting me. I didn't answer well. The sister is even shocked. Her mind no register am. Yes, but you are. I apologize. Don't skip it. Apologize. I'm sorry. Because if you don't do it, you will repeat it. You will do it again. Then it will become your nature. May God grant us grace. Have we been blessed this morning? I want us to pray. Please, let's pray. Let's pray. Father, we trust you. We trust Jesus.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.